You're listening to WRS. It is 9:15. It is time to talk betrayal. I am joined in the studio by leading lady of this show, Alana Burns, and director Gary Bird to talk about this Harold Pinter show that Geds will be putting on in just, well, I'm going to say a few days. It's a couple of weeks, but it's soon. Welcome to the studio, both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this. Alana, I'm going to come to you first of all. I would like to know a little bit about what this play is all about. It is very typical Pinter in a way. Betrayal kind of says quite a lot, but can you give us a bit of a synopsis, as much as you can give away about the show?
Yes, without giving away too much. It is about the eternal love triangle, a situation that some of us know, some of us don't. We've just seen it from afar. I'm playing Emma. And she is married to Robert, played by Angus MacDonald, and Robert's best friend, Jerry, played by Will Finn Ramsey, is my lover, my long-term lover.
Long-term? Okay, so Emma's a bit naughty.
Yes.
I see. What's it like to act Pinter? There's a certain style, isn't there?
There is, definitely. There's this thing called the Pinter pause, and we've been working with Gary very closely on putting emphasis on these pauses, learning as actors when to start them and also when to end them, and also what is contained within those pauses. So we need to think, what is our character thinking during these pauses? They're not just there for no reason. They really have a purpose.
Gary, what are the purposes of a Pinter pause?
Generally, the pauses are for menace or power. It's people trying to persuade or push somebody into a position which they might not want for reasons of power. I think it arises out of the famous British understatement, which Pinter was a master of. And he has people pausing, and it creates tension, these pauses. But they create tension only if the actors are able to infuse them with an underlying subtextual emotion. And luckily, I've got three actors who are very good at that. So it's quite an effective device that
What's this one been like to direct?
Well, you know, it's a bit of a challenge because, first of all, I'd like to act in Pinter, but it's to get those pauses full of emotion. Because generally, as a director, you tell people, pick up the cue. In his plays, it's kind of the opposite. You're saying, take a pause. But the pause can't just be where the actor's counting to three to come back in on their next line. The pause has to be, again, filled with a subtextual emotion.
Very suspenseful, Pinto.
Very suspenseful.
Are there any laughs in this one?
Yeah, there's always laughs.
Intentional and unintentional. There's always laughs.
But the laughs, you know, his early plays were referred to as comedies of menace. Because you have people talking all around a subject which in some cases, as the audience, you don't know what the subject they're talking around is. In this play, it's much more...
It's obvious.
More obvious.
And it's more about what the characters are not saying as well. The language of it is very simple, but it's about what lies underneath that, and that horrendously British way of the outside world, what I'm presenting to it is very clear, and it's all as it should be, and exactly everything's in its right place, and yet what's going on behind the scenes is a lot darker.
All about presenting the right facade.
Exactly.
There. So what's it like doing this? I mean, a lot of the Geds shows have got a big team. There are three people on stage for this one, but actually there are lots of people backstage. First, talk to me about just being on stage with three of you. Is this one of those plays where you barely get a break, Alana? Is this where you're like on stage for most of it?
It's one of those plays where we've really worked on getting the eye contact down, because you really have to fill a stage when there's only two of you on it. And most of the scenes only have two actors in it. And it's really about conveying these horrendously twisted relationships that they have, where the play is of course called Betrayal, because there are so many layers of betrayal. The characters are betraying themselves, they're betraying each other, and they're also betraying the audience in a way, because of this very particular chronology that the play takes. The audience are seeing events in a very different pattern from what you might expect. And that makes, by the end of the play, the audience complicit in a way in what's going on, in who's betraying who, what do we know as the audience, and what do the characters know at any one time is a big question.
Where and when is this all happening? When can we go and see this show?
Well, it's opening on Tuesday, the
7th of March.
The 7th of March, and it runs until Sunday, the 11th, I believe, if my arithmetic's correct. And each night it'll start at 8 o'clock at the Théâtre d'Espérance, except Saturday it'll start at 7.
Okay, slightly earlier.
Just a slight earlier one.
All right, so this is all happening. Théâtre de l'Espérance, all of the information at geds.ch, G-E-D-S.ch. That's where you can find links to tickets on their further info. Pick your date. Alana and Gary, thanks so much for telling us all about Betrayal. Best of luck with the show. Break a leg for it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.